This is WKSU News. I'm Kabir Bhatia. An Akron band who were seasoned professionals while still in their teens has reunited to make a new album and a tour for the first time in over a decade. Heath Saltis lays down the groove behind his brother, Larry, and they play with the same intensity as when they were going to high school in Bath in the 1980s.
We started out little parties, and then we would move up to the dances at all the schools. By the time Heath and I were, I would be 17 or 18 at the time, and he would be 3 years younger, we would be playing every week at a dance in a high school. I don't want to brag or anything, but we were making $500 a week.
All the schools we were integrated with, the Firestones, the Copleys, the Hudsons, all over the Cleveland schools. We were different at the time because we were being booked to play covers, but also had a full original repertoire.
The teens were good enough to attract the attention of Atlantic Records back then, and for Larry to land a part in The New Monkees, a brief revival of the 1960s TV show. Larry even co-wrote a song on their album, which today has a cult following. After the short-lived New Monkees project, Heath joined his brother in Los Angeles, and they started a new band called Tower City. They gained some success in Europe, but eventually returned to their hometown and largely gave up music to raise their families.
We were doing life, but the dream was you have that churning, burning in your gut. Like, what are we on this earth to do?
Heath had played drums and piano from time to time during their hiatus, but his brother, Larry, hardly ever touched the guitar.
I kept telling him, you deny this, you're going to die an unhappy man.
It wasn't that I didn't want to do it. There was something about it. There was a syringe, and I knew that if I stuck it in my vein, I wasn't going to be able to get it out this time.
The Saltis brothers first started playing together again about 4 years ago. They were commissioned to write a few songs for some old friends in Europe, but Heath recalls the conversation when the process hit a snag.
He literally looked at me. He goes, why are we doing this? And I just looked at him and said, I don't know, why are we doing this? And he said, should we write these songs and give this to these guys? He said, how are we going to record this and do this? And I said, we didn't have the technology if we were going to record them to actually digitally send them to him. And then it became, let's just record an album ourselves. And we pulled out an old Tascam 2488 machine. And that's what progressed into, we're not even going to send these to these guys. We wanted to do a nostalgic, analog-sounding album with warmth and layers. And that's probably what's different about Wake Up, this album, is that it's got a sound.
No copies and no pasting.
One track, you get it right. That's what took us so long to record this. It's a true warmth, harkening back to that 80s sound. And we put some real time and effort into it. I think it turned out good.
Because we're crazy.
We are. We're goofballs. Kurt's probably like, ooh, I'm glad I wasn't here for this.
Kurt is Kurt Reed, bassist for Colorvine, who joined after the recording process. He owns the Fairlawn and Hudson Schools of Music, which gave him a unique connection to the Saltis brothers.
Larry has a son and a daughter that both take lessons at the school, and Larry had sent me a note that said, hey, we're kind of looking for a bass player. If you have any suggestions, could you spread the word? So I listened to the music. I immediately thought, well, I wonder if it's okay if I put my name. Is that too selfish? So I did. We were talking about this the other week, that Larry and Heath are still not convinced that I actually sent those leads to anyone else. But
Reed completed Colorvine, and they've been preparing ever since for the launch of their new album, Wake Up. And just as the European connection led to the rebirth of their songwriting partnership, the band's music business connections from the 1980s have landed them a spot touring with Foreigner for a few shows this summer. Those dates, including one in Southern Ohio, are sold out. But before the tour, they're playing their first show ever as Colorvine at Musica in Akron on July 26th.
I think it's time in this industry that something like this comes out, not for our sake, for everybody else's. Find something in it. If you listen to the lyrics, hopefully it has something to do with you and your life at some point. Hopefully you'll find yourself with the headphones on you're listening to and say, wow. That feeling that we used to grow up with in the 80s about music itself and covering all the bases, that's what I hope this record can do.
I'm Kabir Bhatia, 89.7 WKSU.